Cameraman with manicured nails. That's a good title. That's a good episode title. Nobody can see this right now, but Joseph's hair is very nice, and his nails are extremely. I'm actually a little bit jealous. Do we want to see the toes?
That's wild.
Wagwan people, you're listening to Last Stop on the D. Thank you, and subscribe now for bonus material. Later, big up yourself.
Mic check. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back. It's Last Stop on the D. It's your boy, Brandon, a.k.a. B. Flacco, a.k.a. Young Basquiat in Brooklyn. We out here. It's a beautiful Wednesday. I'm sitting here with my boy, Jamal. What's up, Jamal?
How's it going? Thank you for having me.
Word, no doubt. It's good to have you. So I met Jamal on a film set a couple weeks ago, and Jamal's a podcaster. What's the name of your podcast, Jamal?
My podcast is called Just Talks.
It's fire. Just Talks. Jamal reminds me of Kamal. Shout outs to Kamal. Just Talks. What's Just Talks just about?
So Just Talks is about, well, now, because it's kind of changed. Mm-hmm. So it's gone through its different stages. The first stage was, it started off as a project for school. I took a communication class in college. And I had to just do some sort of media. So I could have wrote, I could have done what I did, which was make like videos. And I could, there was a bunch of other stuff that we could have did because we had our own website. Mm-hmm. And we kind of, my friends and I went to the studio, that was like a nonprofit studio that was in town. And we recorded for like an hour, and I chopped that hour clip up into like six different videos. Mm-hmm. And my teacher was like, "You're done for the semester." She was like, "You can whatever. Like, if you want to keep going to the studio and just tell me that you're there during class, that'll count as your attendance." So we just continued to do it. So Just Talks is about, so it went through a transition phase. So when I first started in college, it was a project. And with that project, it was about pop culture, stuff that was going on at the time back in like 2015, 2016. So Kanye West, clothes, relationships and stuff like that.
Just you and another host, or?
Me and three or four other people, actually. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was like we were just kind of almost like hanging out. It was a studio, though, but we were kind of hanging out. And now it went from talking about pop culture to now being one-on-one interviews with up-and-coming music artists, entrepreneurs, actors.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's
what's up. That's beautiful. And how long?
Nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. So we are located in Brooklyn right now. This is Last Stop on the D. It's the other side of the D train. Shout outs to all my Bronx folks. We got a super duper fancy. Did you bring a cameraman with you?
I did. My man Dice. I appreciate him.
That's what's up. Yo, so where are you from and how old are you, Jamal?
I'm from Yonkers, New York. I am 29 years old. Be a big 3-0 in April.
Word. Big 3-0.
Yeah.
April what?
6.
Fire. One day after my brother's birthday. Yo, shout out to Matthew and Gabrielle.
Happy birthday. Well, yeah, early birthday, but yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be.
I appreciate that.
But yeah, yo, we're up here in Brooklyn. We are chilling in the Winthrop Street studio in Studio 6B, aka my kitchen. And Jamal's here for a very important reason. We got some questions for you, Jamal. I watched your pod, watched your YouTube videos. It's fucking dope.
Thank you. I appreciate
fucking
that.
Fucking dope. Like, I'm proud to see another, you know, king just getting after it. First off, we're going to kick it off with the audience question of the day right now. I let a couple of people, a couple of the followers know that I was, who I was interviewing and what you did, and they saw some of your work as I was researching and prepping for this. Have you ever been in a strange podcast interview?
A strange podcast interview?
Strange situation.
So the strange situation, let me think. I don't want to say call it strange, But the only time that I guess I was uncomfortable with recording, and obviously it's like no like shot. I won't even say who it is. But one time I was recording.
Say who it is. Just, I'm telling you right now, you can say it.
All right. So.
Keep it a stack. We keep it a stack on Last Stop.
I feel that. I'll keep it 100 then. So this kid, we're cool now. That was my first time meeting him. This kid, his name is Jonah Cisco, up and coming rapper from Yonkers. His music is dope. And the interview itself was good. Like the way that he answered the questions, very clear. Everything about him was fine. But his friends were in the studio with us while we were recording. Mm-hmm. And I'm like looking directly at them and they don't look like they're engaged or listening at all. So the whole time they're behind him, so he can't see them. But I can see them because I'm looking directly at him, like the way I'm looking like into your bathroom.
Right.
So like I can see them, and them not being interested just made me feel like, is this an interesting podcast that we're doing right now, or is this going to be bad? Like I didn't know how it would turn out, but it ended up turning out well. Yeah. It's just I was uncomfortable for that moment. So
yeah. Was it so it was strange because they weren't sort of like keyed into what was going on in the room.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. Yeah, that is strange. I also don't enjoy having entourages when people come for podcast interviews, but it's happened before. People have brought like guests.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, yo, I'm not even going to stun on y'all, yo. I'm humble as fuck. This is not like a glamorous game. But what comes out is hella glamorous. I know my listeners love this shit. Yeah, so let's, you know, move right along. What's been the hardest part of podcasting for you so far? How long have you had this? And yeah, during that span.
So going back to what I was saying before, I think the main thing is consistency is the hardest part. The first thing when I first started, we were in college, we didn't have nothing else to do. So it was easy to be consistent while we were there for the semester. So what a semester, like 4 or 5 months. It was easy for us to continue to do that once to twice a week, sometimes more. But once we left, having a co-host is extremely hard to maintain, especially being that we're not getting paid for it. So how do we all have to work our regular jobs to make money to pay our bills. Mm-hmm. So that part's difficult because it makes you now inconsistent. I think that's the hardest part.
Mm-hmm. Inconsistent funds means inconsistent work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah, I think the hardest part for me is probably discipline and motivation.
Mm.
I would say, what's like the most fucked up thing that you've learned on this process through making podcasts, man? You ever lost stuff? You ever deleted it? You ever have somebody go, no, don't air it. don't put it out, please. I cursed. I don't want my mom to.
So I've had a couple of difficult situations with editing. One time, that same interview that I was talking about, was it? Yeah, that same interview that I was talking about for Jonah. My friend helped me, and he's sitting right next to the camera. But he's also taking pictures, and he never glanced down at the viewfinder on the camera and realized that angle, because we had three different cameras, but that angle wasn't in focus.
Fuck.
For the whole time. I was so mad. But other times, like losing audio and stuff like that, that stuff does happen. So we've learned that, okay, we should probably use multiple microphones, sometimes like a clip-on or whatever we can think of to have multiple different options just in case something like that happens. Yeah. And double and triple checking cameras before.
Yeah. Before going up. Yeah. Shit. Are we recording right now? Let me check. Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, cool. We're recording right now. Imagine. Okay, cool. Wait, can we check? Should we check with the cameraman? Are you in focus, bro?
Everything's okay.
Are you in focus, bro? All right. That's a good cameraman. That's a good fucking camera. That's a good fucking camera.
It's the best.
Yeah. I think for me, the most fucked up part is last minute cancellations and yeah.
That's definitely happened. That's definitely happened.
I interviewed an agent one time, a booking agent from William Morris Agency. And that was actually pretty fucked up because we spent an hour in an interview, and then at the end of it, he was like, "Yo, I can't. I don't want. I'm so afraid. Like, I'm a new agent. Like, I'm so afraid. I don't want any of my things that I learned to get out." Because that's what we do up here. Last Stop on the D, we tell stories. We talk real shit. Because this, honestly, this platform is for other folks in our community, in our urban community, who are also entrepreneurs, just like me and you. And he was just so scared. He didn't want it to come out, and we re-recorded a version of it, and I actually went and found some other agents from the same company and got good little snippets to explain some of the hard shit and some of the good shit. Yeah, I'm never out here trying to air out shit, but I'm definitely about learning, because let's just keep it a stack. Like, I'm a person of color. You're a person of color. I can tell you part of my journey as a person of color has been learning from the anecdotal evidence people give me around around me in my circle by telling stories. So, yeah, it's fucked
up. I don't really, for me personally, it's whack when people don't want to share the stuff that they learned.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's how you're supposed to help people. You know what I mean? You're preventing people that you know from potentially growing if you just hold in all the information. Instead of sharing it.
Yeah, yeah. We're preventing y'all from growing if I don't share the good shit with y'all. We're preventing y'all from growing. So, yeah, man, moving right along. Can you just talk about two milestones of success in your podcast that you've had?
So the first one, that was like the biggest like one that hit home was when we were in school, when we first started. One of the teachers or people that worked for the school, when they were announcing what movies were coming out for the weekend so people can go to the movie theaters, they used our video because we were talking about Batman versus Superman, which was coming out.
Oh, okay.
And then the whole school saw that video. So that was dope, because I was like, damn, that's everybody. That was fire. So that was a big accomplishment. And then I think that the second accomplishment is now the way that we're working now with working with Dice. People definitely notice it a lot more, and it's a small thing, but it's also a big thing to me, with people reaching out and saying that they want to be a part of it now. I go out now and people be like, "Hey, are you from Just Talks?" And they'll be like, "Hey, I want to be on, I have this coming out. I want to talk about this. I want to do this." So I feel like that's an accomplishment in itself, that people recognize and can put the face to the product.
Hell yeah. Go off, King. Go off. Yo, if you're just tuning in, it's Just Talks TV on YouTube and on Spotify and on Apple. And I had a chance to listen to a few of your interviews.
What'd you think?
It's fucking wild. I'm gonna just keep it a stack. My nigga, that shit is fucking wild, yo. JX with the hands, I'm afraid of that guy. If there's ever been a time where there are people that listen to this shit and they've never been in the Bronx. I'm gonna just tell you right now, when you go to the Bronx, you're gonna find a nigga talking with his hands. Do yourself a favor and look up Just Talks TV and look at the JX interview. And he talks with his hands a lot, but in his defense, this guy is also a boxer, so let me dial it back a little bit. Yeah, this gentleman was a boxer, but he was talking as much with his hands as he was with his words. But he was thoroughly entertaining. Yo, my nigga, I can't lie to you. Like, I wasn't super engaged with the subject matter of, like, local boxing, but just watching this dude talk with the charisma and the type of, like, character this guy was, it's just like...
It draws you in.
Yeah.
That's the type of person that he is, and that's why I liked it.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, that shit draws me in. And I low-key was like, man, I wonder if I should, you know, do a UFC workout today. Shout out to my guys back at UFC. But yeah, like, that interview was crazy. What was... how'd you meet... how long ago was that, and how'd you meet him?
That was 4 years ago now, because that was right when the pandemic started. I think it was like February, March of 2020. Yeah, it was somewhere around there. And I met him a couple years before Yonkers is very small. Everybody knows each other. So even if I have potentially met him before when we were younger, which is very well possible, we like re-met each other, I would say it that way, because I feel like I've met him before.
Shout outs to Yonkers.
We met each other through the people that we now both have mutual friends with. So he came on the regular podcast that we had before it was the one-on-one style. Mm-hmm. He was on there with me and my other co-host. Nice. And he was basically going over, because he also makes music. Okay. So he was on there talking about his music and acting, because he does acting as well. So.
Yeah. 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 Nice. Yeah, I also watched an interview of you and Prada Mama, mm-hmm. this rapper. I say it like that because I am not familiar with their work, but that freestyle was pretty dope. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you right now. That was a fire interview. Shout outs to Prada Mama right now, wherever mm-hmm. you at.
Shout out Prada.
Shout outs. Yeah, man, and your hair is also hella interesting. You've been doing this for a while, man. You've been at this podcast game for a while. How many different hairstyles have you been through in the last...
I think three maybe.
Yeah.
About three. Cause I think, actually no, I was wrong about the JX one. I think that was actually 2021 that might have been. Mm. But the reason why I say that is cause now that you're asking me about my hair, I'm thinking about how that happened. So that happened because of the pandemic. So I normally like to keep my hair how it is right now, short waves.
Yeah, he got the, if y'all can't see him, but he got the Steve Harvey lineup right here. the fresh square box on the, yo.
But,
you see these dreads, son? I ain't had a fucking lineup since before the pandemic. You see these dreads?
But yeah, so I wasn't getting haircuts during the pandemic because I was staying home as much as possible. Mm. So my hair was just growing. So when I did finally leave the house, I was like, let me just get a lineup or a tape up. Like, I'm not going to cut it because yeah. it's the next time I'm seeing you might be 2 to 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now.
Yeah.
So I might as well just keep it how it is.
Yeah.
So it just constantly grew.
Yeah. Word. Okay. That's what's up. So yeah, man, like you have a dope publication. I'm going to keep watching and keep following. Is there anything you want to say to your audience right now? Because I know there's going to be at least one follower from your audience that's going to, you know, pull up and hear about, you know, the real Jamal. Like, this is, none of this stuff is on your podcast, that much I can tell. None of this, what we covered here today.
Yeah.
At least. But yeah, you got any messages for your crowd right now?
Anybody that's watching or listening, I just appreciate you guys for coming on the journey. I know it's been a while that I've been going, but it's definitely growing and the support doesn't go unnoticed. I appreciate it.
Yeah. The support does not go unnoticed. Like, appreciate every email, every time somebody, you know, drops a like.
Every comment.
Yeah.
Resharing it without, like, asking.
Mm-hmm. And who is your dream person to interview? Who are you going to interview next on your pod, Jamal?
So the next person, actually don't have the next person lined up. Oh, well, okay. We just recorded Monday, though. So the person that we just interviewed on Monday, his name is Chuck Truss. He has a brand called Truss Division, because his last name is Truss, so Truss Division.
Shout out to Chuck Truss.
TTV. And it's, people view it as like a clothing brand because he does a lot of t-shirts, hoodies, and stuff like that. But it, for him, he explained it, it's more like a movement. So that's who we just recently interviewed. My dream interview, and I don't even want it to necessarily be an interview, I just want it to be like a sit-down conversation. The person I look up to the most is Andy Martinez. So if you ever watch my style of like the way that I ask questions to people, it's similar to how she asks her questions, because she doesn't want to get like investigative in a person's life, but she asks questions in a way that makes people feel comfortable opening up about themselves. And that's kind of like the angle that I like to take. So
Angie Martinez.
Yeah. Okay. So that's how that's a person that I like really look up to.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Her interviews are really good.
They're really good.
I like the colon.
They're really good. I love Angie. If I could meet, that's one person that I would love to meet, Angie Martinez.
Yeah. There was a lot of inspirations for me starting this podcast. I think Angie Martinez's style is definitely one of the things.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely one of the things that kind of like resonated with me. Yeah, and then before we wrap up, yeah, what do you... We got a little background note, so we're going to hold, because sometimes it be like that in the hood, y'all. It be like that. Yeah, yo. You will hear the occasional siren. You will hear the occasional, like, hood voice in the hallway because people be smoking in the stairwell. Like, my building is not the most professional, but I get shit done around here. I get shit done in these
parts. Can't let it stop you. You know what I'm saying? Keep going.
You can never let it stop you. You can never let it stop you. Yeah, I'll share with you guys my quick experience on, before we get up with these cameras, I'll cut that out. Yeah, my experience on Jamal's Just Talks podcast was really dope. We sat down on the set of the film that I was filming, and it was probably like 1 a.m. in the morning, and he just asked me some simple questions as to how I got started as an actor. And if you guys are interested in that story, please head over to Just Talks TV and check out my interview. Out there and just grabbing whatever in the moment. Yeah, Just Talks TV was dope. It was like 1 a.m. when we were doing that interview, and the cool thing about it was sort of a spur of the moment thing, but it ended up being like official tissue. You had a mic, you brought a camera set up the next day. Yeah, and you know what I appreciate about you, Jamal, in particular, was your ability to just be like flexible and just be like, fuck it, I'm gonna record it right now. And like in between takes, they were telling us be quiet, but we would still return back to the interview when the takes were over. You know what I mean? Because we just wanted to get this content and really kind of help put each other on the platform. So I think that's what this is really all about.
For sure.
Yeah. That's what this is about. Jamal from Just Talks TV. I guess that'll be your episode name.
Jamal from Just Talks TV.
We call just Jamal Talks. Yeah. Today is just Jamal Talks. Just Jamal Talks podcast and TV. That's what this episode is. We're episode 80, 81, 82, 83, 84. Yeah, I self-sabotaged myself and didn't put any of the episode numbers in the beginning of all my podcast episodes, or I used scrambled numbers. So that shit fucked me up super hard. So... yeah, now I'm glad I'm doing this, and I hope to continue to do. I hope you continue podcasting. I hope you continue doing all the cool shit that you're doing, whether it be on a film set, whether it be in another podcast studio. Yeah, man, thank you. Thank you very much for your time, Jamal. I really appreciate it.
Of course, it was nice. I appreciate this. This is my first time being on the other side, people asking me questions. So,
really?
Yeah. I don't normally do this. So, it's a good change.
When do you think, I'm going to put you on the spot, when do you think my interview will release?
That is putting me on the spot. I would say sometime in February, because I want to put them, I don't know how I was going to put them all together. Like you said, it was like a spur of the moment, on the spot kind of thing. Yeah. So I didn't really think about how to do it. I just recorded it and said that I'll figure it out later. So currently that's where it stands, but I think that it will be sometime early to mid February. I gotta do a couple more interviews and then go over them.
That's cool. Yeah, so yeah, you guys are gonna see a piece of Jamal on the Instagram next. I'm gonna be tagging him, and I want you guys to go and check out his work. Thank you guys so much. Thank you. Shout outs to my therapist, Dr. Jackson. Shout outs to my mom. What up, mom? And shout outs to Matt Rhymes, my brother, Matthew, who's a rapper. You guys have to go check out his music. It's on Facebook. Yeah, and shout outs to Dice. Shout outs to Dice, the illest cameraman in the game right
now. I appreciate him.
Yeah. Yo, I appreciate you, Dice.
Thank you. I appreciate you too.
Yeah, word is lit. And, you know, shout outs to Amber and Kamal. You guys have both been dope, helping me out with this podcast, boost this thing off the ground. Shout outs to Marvin and Bria. Y'all are hella dope too. That NBC podcast we did is going to be fire. There may or may not be some shit already shared on my website, but it's all good. Go to BrandonTKim.com for more info on me and my acting career. Yeah. B Flacco out. Brandon Kim out. Peace. Say bye to your...
Later, guys.
Yeah. And bye to your listeners. Say peace, Dice.
Peace.
It's lit. It's fucking lit. Woo-hoo.